You're listening to Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. The western Iowa city of Denison is known as the hometown of actress Donna Reed, and residents have embraced that. Every year, just before the holidays, a theater bearing Reed's name makes it a tradition to show the classic film It's a Wonderful Life. As Iowa Public Radio's Katie Pikus reports, this year they hosted a screening with Spanish subtitles, a nod to the town's large Hispanic population.
In the 1946 classic It's a Wonderful Life, or in Spanish, Es una vida maravillosa, an angel helps George Bailey see what life in the small town of Bedford Falls would be like if he didn't exist. It's a film many can connect to because of its themes of love, family, and even dissatisfaction with life. Donna Reed, who grew up on a farm just outside of Denison, plays Bailey's high school sweetheart, Mary Hatch. About two dozen people who attended the screening at the town's Donna Reed Theater watch as Hatch and Bailey's relationship blossoms and the story unfolds. Spanish subtitles flash on the screen.
What do you wish when you threw that rock?
Oh, no.
Come on, tell me.
If I don't, my dad comes through.
What is it you want, Mary? What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around and pull it down.
Wendy Menjabar took her husband and two children to see the movie.
There's quite a bunch that they don't speak English, so it's nice for them to have the subtitles, to actually understand the movie.
She says knowing that Donna Reed was such a famous actress makes her proud to be from Denison. Anyone who visits Denison can feel the widespread pride. The city of 8,000 people even sports the film's title on its water tower. Over the years, Denison's Hispanic community has grown and now amounts to nearly half the city's population. But as the population grew, Donna Reed's daughter Mary Owen worried the water tower tagline started to lose its connection to the film.
I think when they see it says It's a Wonderful Life, you know, they probably just think, well, yes, this is a good place to raise my family, etc. And so I wanted a way to connect the foundation to that community.
Owen lives in New York City and serves on the board of directors for Denison's Donna Reed Foundation. She suggested the theater show the movie with Spanish subtitles. She says she hopes the screening becomes a tradition. The theater is even talking about showing the film entirely in Spanish. Owen says she would be excited about that, too.
Reaching out is such a big part of the message of It's a Wonderful Life, you know, so it's also just like a really nice fit.
The film's fictional town of Bedford Falls exudes a comfortable everybody-knows-everybody atmosphere. To Lorena Lopez, who runs Denison's Hispanic newspaper La Prensa, the local Latino community shares that.
We get along, not as much as we would like, you know. I think that we all need to continue working in that.
And Lopez says, like Bedford Falls, Denison is a town where people aren't afraid to dream.
No matter how old this movie is, it's an example that you can reach whatever you want when you work hard and you have dreams and you are united.
Lopez attended the screening with her friend Teresa Baltazar. Baltazar talks about how the screening made her feel connected to the movie, to her heritage, and to Denison.
Pues sí, porque ciertamente en México hay personas que sí.
Lopez translates.
Yes, because like in Mexico, it's part of, of our culture, help one each other, no matter if it's a family or a neighbor.
They're talking about the end of the film, how the community helps George Bailey raise $8,000, money that disappeared from the bank that nearly led him to take his own life. It's a moment the town truly comes together. In Denison, the screening brought the Hispanic and non-Hispanic communities together for a version of the film everyone could understand, an opportunity for everyone to share a piece of Denison's history. In Denison, I'm Katie Pikus, Iowa Public Radio News.